We're up to Shir Hashirim, Perek Hey, Posuk, or in the middle of the Posuk.
Of the Reed goes over the
Posuk. No, in the middle of Posuk, the redoing of Posuk Yud. Okay. Dodi Tzach V'odom, oh no, Yud Aleph. Reisha Kesem Poz, Tchilas V'os, oh that's what we spoke about. Tchilas V'os Hiku, Posach Pesach V'or Zerecha Yoyer, and when we looked in the Rashi and Tehillim, we saw he refers it to the Chesed. The Mishmat Melucha is Bacharkach Chozer Aleim Gzeiros. So we mentioned that the Gzeiros can't come unless there's first a abstract Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, because if the Gzeiros are too powerful, person resists all these responsibilities. But when he's first Mekabel Shemayim, and we pointed out, when he recognizes the Chesed Hashem, he's Mekabel Ba'ava, like we do all the time, Ava Rabba, Boicham Yisro Ba'ava, Oyevam Yisroel, then he's Mekabel Malchus Shemayim Ba'ava, then it's Shaykh, oh, I Hashem loves me so much, and I accepted the responsibilities, now it's Shaykh to keep the Gzeiros. But otherwise the Gzeiros become too overwhelming, and that's the Mechilta the Ramban brings. Okay, that we did last time. Kitzos of Taltalim, or that we did also. I'll call Kitz v'Kitz Tilei Tilim Shal Halochos. Okay, Shechayrois Ka'oyrev. They're black like an oyrev, like a raven. Al Shem Shehoiso Ksuba Lefonov Eish Shechayra Al Gabi Eish Levona. Because the Luchos was written black fire on white fire. What does that mean? So that's Shechayrois Ka'oyrev. So why is that so beautiful?
What was written in Eish Chora and Eish Levona?
I assume the Luchos. I don't know, maybe even all of the Torah. Let's see if he says anything in the footnote here. See Rashi Dvorim. Okay, I don't know. I don't have Rashi Dvorim right now. Dovr Acher, Kitzos of Taltal, what?
Where are you?
Lamed Gimel, Posuk Beis. Let's just go weiter. Dover Acher kids kvutzois of Taltalim kishenir alayom nira kibochur nilcham bigvura. So his hair that was hanging from him that is like, because on the Yamsuf he appeared, I guess a young person has a lot of hair, I guess that's right, an older person loses his hair, so it's kibochur, like a bochur. Nilcham bigvura. So we are. What's so special about him? Special about him, the way he fought for us on the Yamsuf. Hashem appeared when they said Zekedi Vandehu. They saw him like a bochor who's fighting bigvura. So we saw the gvura Hashem too. Gvura Hashem. What?
He could have done it many other ways.
What do you mean?
He didn't have to show his might, like, you know, make it a whole big.
So it seems like part of the relationship. Part of the relationship of the kala to the chosan, the wife to the husband, and the klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is also his gvura. I tell people all the time, you get married, so a woman wants, no matter how tough she seems to be, she wants someone who's going to be her protector. She wants someone that she's counting on him, she's trusting him to protect her. And people get mistaken sometimes, think, oh, my wife, oh, she's very independent, she could do it, she is true. But if the nature of the woman, and that seems to be in the Moshul, you know, the Moshul and the Nimshul always add up, that the nature of the Klal Yisrael is, with all of the chesed that Hashem does to us, that relationship also needs the sense of his ability to protect us. When we say the Shem Hashem, what is the poshet taich in the Shem Hashem? Baruch Ator Adoy. We say the Shem Hashem, what does it mean? He's Adon HaKol. He's the master, he's capable, he's the Kol Yochol. That you said, he's Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor. So Gibor over there refers, the Chazal say refers to that. It's Kovish, his cast against the Goyim, and allows them to do what they do, and still Venuro, that he preserves Klal Yisrael. But Pashtus is that we need that that Gvur also. Every time we say the Shem Hashem, it's the Adoy HaKol. The Mishnah Brura says that only in Kriyashma do you have to have the Kavona that it's Hoya Hoy Viviyeh. But normally when you make a brocha, you say the Shem Hashem, Adoy HaKol. Adoy HaKol, knowing the extent of his gvura is something very attractive in a relationship. They say Madu Deich Midoid Hayofa Banoshim, right? That's where we started this whole discussion. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Doidi is what? Doidi is Shchoyrois Keoyrev. Shchoyrois Keoyrev is one thing is, I suggest maybe that's also a gvura. Who could write eish chayra al eish lavona? That too is a gvura Hashem. It's his power. I guess it's two different pshotim in shchayrus keirev, black. Eirev, I don't know, maybe it's a threatening bird. I don't know exactly. But this is the gvura Hashem. And he appeared kebocher anilchom bigvura. So very important we realize that the fact that Hashem is all-powerful is a very important part of Madu Deich Midoid. Why do you love him so much? We need that in a relationship. We need to know that the person who we love so much, that he can protect us. He can take care of us. That seems to be a critical ingredient. Okay, let's move a little more. Einov keyoinim alfi kemoyim. Keyoinim sheineihem tsoifois al arubay sehem. Like doves whose eyes look out the window. Kech einov al bote kinesis ubote mitroshus. Just like eyes that look, I guess not to the windows, I'm sorry, to the windows. So the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is al bote kinesis ubote mitroshus. Shom meitzei teiro, meitzoi ha-teiro, ha-meshulim lemoyim. Because that's what it means, einov keyoinim alafi kemoyim. Like the dove on the bodies of water, so it's like the Rashi says, like yonim that look with their eyes, they look towards the windows. Kach enosh al bote kenesi bote midrashu shom meisei hatera mishulim lemoyim, because that's where you find the Torah. That's very interesting.
What does it mean? The yonim are like they're named Sofos el Arubos Sehem, their windows? What are their windows?
What?
Whose windows?
I thought it was like their nests.
Yeah, they're looking. They're constantly looking. Yeah, Rabbi, if you want to be so kind, I'm sorry. Listen to this, both of these. Till here.
Are we doing it?
Oh, okay.
All right, it's just this one and this one. That's
okay. Every Wednesday?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what do you mean? They're looking through their windows. I don't know.
It's their windows. No, it's not for like
what?
The way they
maybe the Yonah and the Teva. Did the Yonah and the Teva look out the window? This word Aruba is we find by the Teva.
Well, they're looking towards through their windows. I don't think it means looking out of their windows. I thought they're like they're flying out. They're looking at their windows. Like the dove inside.
Looking back at home.
No, looking back at their windows, like the windows of their house. They are like nests.
Ah, no! What does the Gemara say about the Yonah? Remember the Yonah? We did this a few weeks ago in another reference to Yonah. The Gemara says that the Yonah is the only bird. The Yonah is the only bird. And when it leaves the nest, always looking back to see that it didn't get too far away, that it can't find its way back. And that's what we say Klal Yisrael is compared to the Yonah. That Klal Yisrael, no matter how far away they drift, they're always their head is looking back. How can I find my way back? So maybe that's the pshat. What?
Now it's Hashem that's always looking
back? No. So he says, well, Hashem is compared to the Yonah that's always looking at their windows, meaning the windows of their house. I didn't know nests have windows, but I guess they built fancy nests those days, you know, with windows. Maybe they had, how do you call them? These special
windows. What? The bay window also.
The bay windows and all that. So they're constantly looking back at their windows to see. No, but that's what it says about the Yonah. I'm sure that's the pshat, Shragi, you know?
Hashem's compared to the Yonah, or both?
No.
Hashem's compared to the Yonah. We never go too far from Hashem. We always
Over here he's comparing it to, this is a different comparison. This we're talking about Hashem. We're talking about Hashem.
In other words, each one of us is converted to Yonah. We'll always go far from the other.
That's one comparison. Now's another comparison. Hashem is compared to the Yonah. The Yonah is always looking to see the same thing. Hashem is always looking. It's a beautiful thing. Because there they find Torah that's Meshulam Lamayim. Now, just one thing, Rabbi Isaiah. Bote Midrashos are places where they learn. Bote Midrashos are places. Bote Kinesios. But the Kinesios, listen to this. I don't know if I'm right. It's going to be a shocker. But the Kinesios are places where we pray, right? A Beis HaKnesses. The difference between a Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, a Beis HaKnesses is devoted to tefillah. And the Beis Medrash is the place where you learn different halachas in the Beis HaKnesses. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to certain halachas that they were matur in the Beis Medrash, because that's where Talmid HaChomim gather and they live there and they learn all the time. So they're allowed to eat their food. Rabbi Gusman was a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So here he was here in Crown Heights many years ago. They had a yeshiva, then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he used to learn with Chavrus with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So he once said that they would learn like 17 hours a day, and they would have their bread. They didn't break for meals. They would sit there and they would eat whatever they would, you know, mamish learn. Then he says when he finally ran out of koyach and he had to go to sleep for a few hours, pi would continue. That's what I remember he described. Anyway, so Klal Yisrael is
going to...
Wait a second. I guess they stopped for that. Or maybe they ate all day long. What are you talking about? The Bate Knesios of a tefillah. Vaistois, that the Iker, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to the Beis HaKnesses, is also because of the Torah Shabbat. The tefillah is written, but the very Torah we have in tefillah, they learn a seder before they leave the Beis HaKnesses. It says you should have a kviyas. You learn something before. But imagine that. Here's a place where whole Klal Yisrael comes to daven. All the tefillahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shemeya tefillah, and he's mamish, and he gives us a mitzvah. Vater es Hashem lekeichem ezu yavidei shebechol alev shezu tefillah. And yet, that's not why he's constantly looking. He's constantly looking through the windows of the Beis HaKnesses because of the Torah Shabbat. Just to have a perspective of that. The Gemara says, criticizes the people that are marich b'tfilah instead of learning, and it says, manich in chaye oilam, Gemara in Brochus, ba'oiskim b'chaye shoh, chaye oilam nota b'socheinu, that's Torah. No, they stand and daven for so many hours, manichin chayei olam, and they're oisik v'chayei shoah. Instead, they're oisik in chayei shoah. They're worried about the parnosa, they're worried about their refuah, they're worried about all the things that you ask for in tefillah. So we see that even the tefillah, which is on such a level of dveikus b'Hashem, and it's avodah shebashem, ezri avodah shebelev zu tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, and he listens to our tefillahs, and we ask him for everything, and we cry our hearts out. Or be the ikah that he doesn't stop looking through the windows of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash of the same reason. The Sheshom Moitzoi Torah, that's where you find Torah. That's where the Torah comes out from. And I'm a Shulim Lamayim.